This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, y'all, before we get into the episode, we do have a special announcement. We have a live show at Shubis. The first one sold out, so we added a second.
Hooray!
Shut up. Oh. It's going to be Friday, August 16th. It's going to be at 7 p.m. You're going to want to buy tickets.
Hooray!
Shut up.
Okay.
Do it now, because before you didn't do it and you were sad, and now you have time to do it. Go buy tickets now.
I think the tickets are $15.
Mm-hmm.
That's a steal.
And
we are stealing from you.
We're going to do like a meet and greet right after the show.
Mm-hmm.
So go to Shubis' website or go to our Twitter and look at our pinned tweet. We have the link there. I think you can also go to headgum.com/live to see our live show schedule there as well.
And if you have tickets for the late show for the 10 p.m., it's completely improvised. Both shows are going to be absolutely different, so check both out if you're in town.
And since it's our show, it's going to be bad. Now enjoy the episode.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
No shit, all Sherlock. It's Hey Riddle Riddle, Hollywood Nights.
Hollywood Nights.
Hollywood Nights.
Everyone
always looks to me to say it like you two.
Better LA than never. Do we still find that one fun?
I like that one better than Hollywood Nights.
I had a dream that I said it on this episode, and I got wild support.
Wait.
Yeah, around people started applauding.
Yeah, well, just you two supported.
You dreamed about this episode before we recorded it?
Mm-hmm.
That's an impossible pressure to put on yourself.
Can
How
I also
did I
say,
do?
In the dream, Aaron, you were great.
Great. What was my funniest joke, do you think?
You had a bit where somebody asked you about superpowers, and you said you wish your superpower was that you could turn into a dinosaur, but it took like 2 weeks.
Like the cover of an Animorphs book?
Yeah.
So and it was very painful.
It was super painful.
Just 2 weeks, I'm like, ah! And
it's a lot of like, you hope that your superpower is that you hope that the criminals are deterred by that, because you can't really do anything because it's so painful that it's almost like when Goldblum turns into the fly.
Right. It's like it's how like elephants are pregnant for 2 years. Like, it takes a long time to make an elephant.
Exactly.
Are you guys familiar with the Animorphs? And like, the book covers always had one person like changing five steps into an animal.
Yes.
I never opened one, but I remember the covers.
Yeah, the covers. Mm. I wish that I had the superpower that any Animorphs book I touched, I could morph into that book. That would be my ideal superpower.
Oh, JBC, dream bigger.
I want to see...
Or better.
I want to see like fan art where it's like a dab-a-morph. So it's JPC in like a tank, and then it's slowly him dabbing like over the course of five still images. It's you dabbing.
I would buy that. I would hang that in my apartment.
I want that, but I want Adel turning into JPC and vice versa.
An Adelmorph.
Have we started the show yet? I'm JPC.
Yep, we did. We solve riddles.
I think we're still in my dream.
And Adel, we have a very special guest.
A very
today.
Special guest. This is one of my favorite comedians. She hosts the JV Club. She's on a podcast called Voyage to the Stars. You might have seen her in Stand Against Evil. You might have also heard her in one of my favorite shows of all time, The Legend of Korra, as the titular Korra.
The titular legend.
I'm sorry? I'm in the middle / end of an introduction.
If that's the middle of the introduction, that's a long introduction.
You feel like a big man?
Yeah, of course.
I'll also say I have three favorite laughs in podcasting. Number three is Aaron Keefe.
Wow.
This is in no particular order, but...
Oh! But even though you numbered them. If you rewind 10 seconds, you'll hear my heartbreak.
Number one, because you're turning into a dinosaur.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It has to split in half and then grow four more quadrants. Number three is Aaron Keefe. Number two is Justin McElroy. My number one favorite laugh of all time, Jana Farney. Welcome to the show, Jana.
Oh my God, but not in any ranking.
But there's no ranking. You're first, but that's. But what does first mean?
You said number one of all time in no particular order.
Yeah.
Look at my tears.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron. Whatever.
Jana, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks, guys. I've got two more hours. I will have morphed into a good podcast guest. In the meantime, I'm going to be in tremendous discomfort. It is awful.
You do need to know that this podcast will never morph into a good podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But you're wonderful.
That is not worth the adjustments to my spine that are happening now, in that case.
Janet, what is your relationship with riddles, with lateral thinking? I know you do a show about escape rooms.
I did, yeah,
You did? What's the name of the show?
It was a show called Escape.
Uh-huh.
Exclamation mark. And it was something I did for Geek & Sundry, and I was the host, and we actually built puzzles and escape rooms that we used and had time for one day, and then they would be broken down and replaced with another one, which was a tremendous amount of work on the entire production staff.
Wait, you physically built them?
We physically built them. I mean, I'll be honest, I had nothing to do with building them. I wish I would have been, because
your hands are covered in splinters.
It's bad. The fingers I have left are. But we had this, they were really, really complex rooms, but because we were shooting at Geek & Sundry and there's just like one studio that we could use, uh-huh. we had to shoot them with celebrities that came in and tried to solve them and get out, and then we would have to break them down and they would build a whole new one. So we had like one day, we had a sort of haunted serial killer cabin-y with lots of doll heads hanging. Gotta mm-hmm. have one of
yes,
those.
Please, yeah.
doll heads. And then we had one that was, Aaron, you'll appreciate this, a Jurassic Park sort of related one. I know you love transforming into dinosaurs. I know Dream You would really appreciate it. I can't say whether or not really you would. I don't know you well. And then, you know, we had one that was sort of the Mayan temple kind of thing, which is Felicia Day did that one. And I've never heard someone scream so loudly at other people. I was like, you are clearly a company owner in a way I never understood before, because there's a lot of barking orders and screaming. And then, there were so many good ones. We had a spaceship one. We had a sort of James Bond 60s evil lair one that where
Ooh,
one,
yes,
one side of the wall was rock. So it was sort of in a like a cavern, and but you, it was super cool and like hipster.
You would put all of these up in one day?
Yeah, they would have to get, we would shoot them and then we were like, okay, that was great. That's a wrap, everybody. Goodbye, room.
Wow.
I mean, it was nutso. Yeah. It's worth watching even just clips of each episode just so you can wrap your head around the idea that all of those were meticulously assembled
and then
deconstructed in like 12 hours.
That's insane. Where can you watch them? It's on.
You watch it on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all on YouTube.
Okay,
now.
Where can you watch if your dad does not let you do YouTube?
Because oh,
you've abused that privilege.
Good luck to you, sir.
A couple too many times.
Yeah.
No, it's my own fault. It's my own fault.
So you enjoy lateral thinking puzzles. You enjoy
I do. I really, really do. Yeah. Mm. I like to do the crossword puzzle every day. I found out very late that I don't like Words with Friends. I had never played it when it was like happening.
Oh, yeah.
And I recently was introduced to it and I was like, I don't care for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't care for the idea that you could do a dumb word that no one's heard of, but somehow get 62 points, that's three letters, and then you do like a really complex word and it's like five letters.
Yes.
That feels unfair.
Yeah.
It feels like I want to be rewarded for the vocabulary.
Yeah, and people,
not
I feel like
squares.
Just try out combinations until they find a word where it's like, you didn't know that. That wasn't in your vocabulary. Like, what are we doing?
Exactly.
I also feel like with Words of Friends, you find that all of your friends are cheaters. Like,
yeah.
They just like, they Google words and there are apps that like let you just plug in things. They're like, this is the best word that you can do with this. And I'm like, come on.
There's no reward there.
Yeah.
You want to have the satisfaction of feeling like you solved something or that you were responsible for it. Yeah.
I do.
So that's how I feel about that.
Crosswords as well. And on the New York Times app, it like tells you when you beat your average. It's like you're 6 minutes faster than your average.
Dude,
I'm like, fuck yeah.
I'm right there. I do it on the iPad as well. Mm-hmm. And it is a pleasure.
And
then I get
pleasure.
So angry when I miss a day for some reason and the gold stars turn into it just goes back to blue star.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that's a patchwork of failures.
I always do
that. That's calendar
that's
overall.
That's the title of my one-man show. Patchwork of failures.
But it can't get produced. It hasn't been put up yet.
I would like to see a scene. Before we even get into riddles, I want to see a scene. Janet, Aaron, you are two friends out for a nice brunch, and the two of you are trying to shoehorn in words that you don't normally use or understand, but you've maybe seen them on Words with Friends or in a thesaurus, and you're just trying to shoehorn those in and act casually.
I don't want to be pedantic, but I think I'll have a mimosa.
Oh, yeah. No. That sounds good. I don't know if I'm in the mood for, like, the viscosity of a mimosa. You know what? I'll do it. I'll do it.
Just, like, the velocity in which I will, like, go through a mimosa, like, bottomless mimosas. I'm just, like, trying to not be sick by lunch, you know?
Right. You don't want to have some sort of extrapolation all over the table where people are like, whoa, clean up on aisle two.
Yeah, I don't want to extrapolate on myself on the car ride home.
Okay, yeah. So two mimosas.
Could you give us a minute, actually?
Don't go.
Yeah, okay. I would love for you to just, you know, syncopate for a second while we just have a quick tete-a-tete.
Oh, absolutely. That's not a problem at all.
Were you just speaking French? Sorry.
No. Oh, was that French?
Yeah, were you just like, did you just like launch into French?
I don't know. I said the word tete-a-tete. Is that, that's a word. I think that's just an English word.
Hey, Amy.
Yes.
Yeah, Gretchen. Oh, sorry.
You're an Indian as well.
What a weird cinematography.
I honestly never meet another Amy.
I don't either.
This is so tumultuous.
Same. Delightful. So here we go. We're going to get into the first riddle. These ones that I found here are some of these are more like, here's the situation, and you have to figure out what's going on.
Like when your parents go away on a week's vacation and they leave the keys to your brand new Porsche.
Yeah. And, it, and you think somehow putting the car in reverse on blocks will turn back the mileage? If I ever meet the screenwriter of that movie.
What will you do?
Big ol' fuck you.
Wow.
Wow, jeez.
He's been dead for 15 years.
What? You know, I live near Mia Sara. You can take it out on her.
Please, if you don't mind. So it's going to be more of a situation you have to sort of work backwards to see what happened. You have to extrapolate.
Mm-hmm. This sounds like a real Sherlock situation. No shit.
It's no shit. It's all Sherlock.
Great.
Some of them are shitty.
Most of them are shitty.
A man is found dead in an alley, lying in a red pool with a stick near his head.
Okay.
Good.
First of all,
solve for pool and stick.
I have some strong feelings about whether the red pool has anything to do with blood, because I don't think it does.
A man is found dead in an alley, lying in a red pool with a stick near his head.
Okay, it's not a man, it's the Kool-Aid man.
This is still a man.
It's too obvious that it's a Kool-Aid guy.
I would love if there's a commercial where it's like there's a brick wall, but they put like titanium reinforcement, and he tries to bust through and just shatters, and then like some asshole in his apartment is like, fuck you.
This feels like a Family Guy cutaway bit where it's just a pile of shattered
glass.
Oh no. It is.
No, in Family Guy it would cut away and it would be like, Mrs. Kool-Aid, and they'd be like, the baby's burst through your uterine wall, and she'd be like, oh no, and then he would burst through and be like, oh yeah.
Oh god.
Seth MacFarlane, if you're listening, I need a job.
Okay.
I think I know what it is.
Really?
No, okay. But I have a dumb guess.
I love it already.
I want to hear this dumb guess.
Okay. The pool is a popsicle that's melted.
Yeah.
The stick is a popsicle stick.
I love what I'm hearing.
He choked and then it melted.
I think that's exactly what it is.
Or it's Ryan Reynolds. It's a Deadpool. And it's because his suit is red. And the stick is a cigarette because he's sneaking a little Snickers.
JPC, can I see outside?
Yeah, absolutely. Right at this window?
Yeah.
I cannot be, and listen, RIP, but I cannot, I can't top that. I think that's fantastic.
That's got to be it.
I love it.
Here's the solution. The man died from eating a poisoned popsicle.
Is that true?
That is true.
I think it's better that he choked. Well, because you need less information. Like the fact, and also shit happens.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that someone murdered him. He just choked.
I've gone pretty hard on a popsicle before just to be too excited.
That's the first time anybody's ever used that phrase. Nobody has used those words in that order ever.
Y'all got rocket pops? Give me four.
I can't believe I just tried to do like a fuck you, like dumb answer.
And you nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. I think that's
so funny.
As you were saying it, I knew it was right. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have thought of that, but I knew it was right.
I think as the more we do this show, the more I think our brains are adjusting to like the garbage quality of riddles.
Well, yeah. But it is kind of like the New York Times crossword puzzle, right? Where you have your filler. You're like, it's going to be Sealy.
Yep.
It's going to be Sealy mattresses. It's going to be like Isai Morales, I never had a relationship with until the New York Times crossword, and now he is in every clue.
Alan Alda, Arya Stark.
Oh, I'm so tired of all the awards Alan Alda's won. They just use that as an opportunity to like list all the things he won.
I'd like to see a scene before we move on. JBC, you're sort of an off-brand ice cream truck that's driving around a neighborhood.
For sure.
And like, you pick whatever weird song plays when you come by, and then you two are two kids running up thinking thinking that they're about to get real ice cream, but they probably only have poison popsicles.
Gotcha.
That means he's Jurassic Parking. Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Yes, yes. Welcome to my ice cream van.
Hello. My sister and I would like to...
Hello.
I'm sorry?
You said hello. I was just saying hello back.
Oh, that's uncommon. Hello. Most people. This is my sister.
Hello.
I am her brother.
I'm Sasha.
Hi, Sasha.
And my name is Domingo.
He's very pretentious.
Great. What can I get you, kids?
Well, let me take off my Panama hat and fan my face. Sorry, I just got back from Cuba.
And I will take off my fur toque, because I have a Russian name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And why was I wearing this on a hot day?
Our parents dressed us after our namesakes.
Sure.
I am named after Placido Domingo.
Mm-hmm.
I am named after Sasha.
And I'm named after an American Girl doll.
Oh, which one?
My name is American Girl doll. I go by ADD.
Okay. That doesn't make sense.
Sure.
Can we have two of your finest popsicles?
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Name brand.
Here's the menu right here.
Okay. Otter Pops.
I'm sorry?
Otter Pops, I see.
That's Otto Pops.
Oh.
From the Simpsons character Otto. Okay. It's a popsicle in the shape of a bus.
Why does it have all that curly hair? Never mind.
Because Otto had curly hair.
Yeah.
That's horse hair. That's not people hair, so you can eat it.
Like a violin bow.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
yes.
Can you not eat human hair because it's like poisonous to you if you're a human, but you can't eat horse hair?
No, you can't eat horse hair. I've been told not to eat people hair.
don't think that people get killed when you use their hair,
no,
right?
No,
it's
no,
not
no.
like a use all the person situation. You just cut someone's hair.
I've just been kicked out of too many Arby's to have this debate over and over again. I will not eat people hair, and I will not sell people hair. Horse hair only.
Can I ask you about two popsicles here?
The two popsicle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a two chains themed?
No, it's a Tupac themed. It's a two popsicle.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I do have a two chains themed popsicle.
Okay.
What
about the Poirot popsicle? Or the Old Lace?
I don't. What about the arsenic one that's right next to the Old Lace?
Oh,
one? That one seems.
That's actually. I'm sorry. That's a mistype. That's an Arsenio popsicle.
Oh, I want that one. I want that one.
Yes, I can get. Oh, you know what? We actually ran out of those in 1991, so we don't have any of the Arsenio popsicles left.
So this is like a pop culture popsicle stand truck.
Yeah, it's a pop
popsicle.
That's what pop stands for.
Oh,
pop culture. It's a
short...
pop culture circle.
Oh.
Uh huh.
Is there any ice cream or anything that's actually edible? Or
no.
Just more conversation topics?
Unfortunately, this is just an excuse for me to have conversations with children.
Oh, so it's like a one-upsmanship.
That's if I ever get a boat, I will name it the one-upsmanship.
You must.
Now we just got to get me that money.
Yeah, let's get out of a boat. That's a good use of your time.
Okay, here's an even more broad scenario.
Okay.
Two dead people sit in their cars on a street. And boy, oh boy, this could be a million different answers.
Two dead people
sit in their cars on a street.
Multiple cars.
Is it just that their marriage is dead?
Oh, and they have to drive to work separately.
Yeah. Or they're not dead heads, right? I mean, would say, because otherwise they'd just be waiting to get into a concert.
I do like referring to dead heads as dead people. Like, that's like a 2019, like, gender's over, it's, they're dead people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, isn't a dead head like a thing where you get on a plane and you're not the pilot, but you're a pilot?
What?
You're riding?
What
I feel
does that
Catch
mean?
Me If You Can taught me that.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
so,
if you have a pilot pin on you, that counts.
They're
so let's start spitballing some scenarios.
Couple of dead people in a car.
Couple of dead people in
what
cars.
The fuck have we been doing?
So it's vague.
I know. Two dead people sit in their cars on a street.
So okay, so they might not even be in the same car.
It's
Jerry
Seinfeld and Jay Leno, and they're getting coffee.
They're still at it, guys.
Hear me, Seinfeld?
Decades
you're a fucking
later,
dead man.
They're still at it. Two dead people sit in their car, so they could have just like. Had a car accident and killed each other.
You are very warm.
What? That's warm.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
First of all, we've all seen apocalyptic movies, so it could be any of those.
That's
where
true.
Just like everyone's dead in their car, and you're the person weaving through it in the empty highway as a tumbleweed rolls by. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Bird box.
They're two long lost siblings, and they see each other for the first time, and they're so excited to see each other that they hit their cars at each other, and they both die.
Okay.
This is a metaphor for late stage capitalism.
This
everyone
is also
in
my
their fucking
play.
Car.
Okay, I need you to unpack
dead.
That. I need you to unpack that.
Everyone in their car is dead. You're running through your routine. You're going to your job. Nothing fucking matters. The world is ending, and we're all fucking dead. We're all toast. We're all Thanos snapped away.
I love it.
Is that right?
Cold. Very cold.
Great.
But follow my blog. So it is a car. It's a car crash.
It is a car crash. It's a very specific
car crash
conditions.
One person had a heart attack and they lost control and they hit the other car and that person was killed on impact because of the crash.
Mm-hmm. No, but super that close. Worked.
No, they all worked.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with this terrible riddle.
Or wait, worked. One person was already dead, mm-hmm. and it's what are those cars that with the dead people in the back?
Oh, a hearse.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean a Toyota Corolla?
Yeah, a Honda Accord.
Famously, there was a recall because they accidentally put a dead person in the
in every single
Toyota
Honda Corolla. Yeah, Honda Accord.
Is one of them? Is one of the cars a hearse?
No. Here's
well, that's another. See, I like your version,
Patty Hearse. Has anyone ever made that joke?
I'm sure not.
There's sure something. Not.
They're
there.
Driving
There's
in Stockholm,
there.
And
it doesn't have to be a finished idea, Aaron. Just no. get the idea
My
out.
Ideas are out.
Yeah. She empathized with the car, so she also crashed. Oh. So I'll give you some few.
Is it Dave Matthews Band Crash Into Me?
A man was a man who could only think literally was listening to that song,
and all the little
he was under the table and dreaming.
Satellite.
I'll give you some breadcrumbs. This crash probably took place in London, and we can think about London
side of the
London weather conditions.
Oh, I see.
wrong side of the road.
London fog.
I've solved it.
Janet, how good is your British accent?
I mean, fair to middling.
Okay, I want to see a scene. Janet and JPC, you are two British Parliament members. Debating about new rules for the road.
Okay, great.
Right. I agree with you in principle. I agree with you in what you're trying to do. But I think if you take all the lines away, it's going to be much harder to navigate.
Oh, boy, I don't understand how you even made it to Parliament with that accent. You're clearly from the sticks at best.
I'm a legacy.
No one's going to listen to your ideas. No one's going to pay attention to your ideas.
Speed bumps everywhere. But it's ramps, basically.
Are you afraid of cocaine? Someone of your caliber would no doubt always be referring to some sort of drug.
Hear me out. A little bit of cocaine in every car. Traffic is bad. You do a little bump, and then suddenly everybody's chilled out. You know how cocaine traditionally chills everyone out.
First of all, you've misunderstood the entire meeting in absolution. We are here to discuss the board game The Road, based on Cormac McCarthy's novel. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, we've been tasked with understanding and ascertaining what the rules will be of this game.
I read all the pretty horses, so I feel like I have a strong understanding of the basic mechanics of the game. Even though, when I say I read it, I mean I watched the Matt Damon movie. But I get it. It's a post-apocalyptic little boy and his father. Right?
Scene.
You should have asked JPC if he could do a British accent.
Oh, I know his strengths and weaknesses. It was so great to see a British Parliament member talk to a member of Australian's cabinet. So here's this situation. Because there was a heavy fog, two people driving in the opposite directions on the same road both stuck their heads out the window. To see the center line better. Their heads hit each other.
Oh!
They switch bodies.
At high speed.
This is a Ryan Reynolds movie.
I've seen this.
It was Jamie Lee Curtis.
That came out in 2002.
I would love it if Jamie Lee Curtis and Ryan Reynolds were in a body swap movie. Like, take two people that have already done body
that
swap movies.
That happened to them in real life. Yeah, they haven't swapped back.
Whoa, that's a mind blower.
Of course, that makes so much sense.
That would be so fucking cool to see a sequel to two different mind swap universes that were like intersected.
I would also be very excited about that.
What was 18 again? Was that body swap or just
17 again?
What
I think
is
it? Was body swap
17 again?
The George Burns movie.
Is it 18 again?
No, it was 18 again.
I think it's 17 again.
That the one starring George Burns?
Nobody look it up.
He wants to go back and revisit the first day he could vote. So it's definitely 18.
What an
again.
Honor that was.
Jamie Lee Curtis's body swap movie
Freaky Friday.
Was a remake.
Freaky Friday. Yes.
Oh, it could be Jamie Lee Curtis and Jodie Foster swapping bodies.
Yes.
Jodie Foster was in the original.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that would be so kid? Fun.
And no one wants to see Lindsay Lohan in that movie movie
speaking
anymore.
Speaking of speed bumps and hitting the slopes.
Somebody told me recently that she's campaigning to be Ariel in The Little Mermaid. And I'm like, give it to her. Give it to her. Take all of our money. I need to see it.
Honestly, I'll see anything. I'll see anything.
Here we go. Next one.
Yes.
Is this all from the same source?
No, we're bouncing around a little
bit.
Good. But they're all bad.
I don't care for these.
They're all bad.
I don't care for the people behind that last one.
What we found is that there's 10 good riddles in the world. Uh-huh. We've solved those. And now we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Yeah.
This is like one of those books you buy on impulse in a 7-Eleven, like on a road trip with people. And then you're like, ugh, we shouldn't have got this. Yeah. This is just making us sad.
That's the entire vibe of the show. Yeah. Is 10 minutes into one of those books on a road trip.
Our new shirts just say, hey, riddle, this is making me sad. And we've sold one. Here we go. Bruce wins the race, but he gets no trophy. Again, this is a terrible riddle because there's many different possible answers.
Bruce wins the race, but he gets no trophy.
He's the best white guy.
Yes,
It's because, as we all know from Bruce Springsteen's songs, the factory that makes the trophies closed down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And everyone lost their job. And it's like, in the middle of Halloween.
Hey, little girl, is your trophy home? Yeah. Did it go away and leave you all alone?
That's the best answer
possible.
Is
that the right answer?
Is that correct?
That is incorrect. But remember that video with Courtney Cox dancing with the trophy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adult just danced. He didn't need to. It's just audio.
Can't start a trophy without a Bruce. So is the name Bruce important in this? Is that key or is that just an extraneous detail?
It's not really.
Okay. So it's not Dr. Bruce Banner.
It is not Dr. Bruce Banner. It's not Bruce Almighty. It's not...
Schwing.
Who's that?
I'm sorry.
Is somebody in Wayne's World named Bruce?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, Adel, let's go with that idea, you fucking idiot. You're the one that got the reference
and Bruce,
wrong.
And Bruce, you bought a sex swing? That's right. Great. Now back to Wayne's World.
Okay.
So Bruce wins the race, he gets no trophy.
Okay, Bruce wins the race.
And it's not, I love the idea. I think, Aaron, you said best white guy, which is along the lines of like, it could be like a political race.
Yeah.
It is not a political race.
Or also just like Aryan Nation.
It's racial.
Aryan Nation.
I hear Lindsay Lohan is campaigning to play Aryan Nation.
Let her. Take our money.
Just let her.
No one's stand in her way of anything, and I think the world will be better.
I mean, surely there are just a lot of races where you don't get a trophy, so I'm angry already.
Not in 2019.
People.
All these fucking kids get trophies. It's participation trophies.
Save
everyone's
it
a
for
snowflake.
The blog.
We'll say maybe a little hint is that this race, let's say bluegrass. The Bruce's
what?
What the fuck?
Bruce's favorite. I'm having a stroke.
You're unraveling.
Bruce's favorite music is bluegrass music, and that's a little hint.
Fastest banjo picking. It's a race to see who can pick the fastest.
Was it a race to see who could stop listening to a jug blower?
I think, get out of my way.
I think bluegrass music is like hillbilly porch music.
I actually kind of like bluegrass music.
Yeah, I do too.
With Gillian Welch?
She found it. She found one. Run.
I love the dulcimer. Yeah.
Oh. For those who couldn't see, Janet was miming playing a saxophone. And
but
I would love to see someone just blowing into a saxophone from a distance.
Blowing at a saxophone. That's what you're saying.
Okay, so
that helped not at all.
I don't know.
I feel
bluegrass.
Further away from any answer.
So, what do we know about bluegrass? Not the music.
This is a question that sucks.
This is a question.
Kentucky.
Yes.
He's the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
Oh.
It's a hat.
It's a.
You win a hat. A derby.
You win. You win the rose thing.
You win a bushel of roses.
Yes,
in a wreath
you
shape.
Put around
in
your
a
neck.
Wreath shape. In a wreath shape.
Listen to her. She's in a wreath
so
shape.
So Janet pretty much got it, but we just need to know. Just need to know what Bruce is, and I can't
Bruce
stress enough.
Horse.
I can't stress enough. Bruce is not a
He's
hat.
He's a jockey.
He doesn't have hands.
Bruce is
stress
a.
Stress it more. Stress it more.
Bruce is a horse.
Bruce
he doesn't
is a horse.
Have hands. He can't pick up a trophy.
So I think that riddle would have been a little easier, but a little different if it had been like Papa's golden ticket.
Yes.
okay. Cool. So
I think they purposely don't give
that.
Like
a fun horse name.
Yeah.
Edel, if you had a horse name, what would it be?
Consternation Factory.
It is frequently feels like it's like a algorithm that a computer.
Yes,
it's like the first cute computer algorithm.
It's
naming
like
thing.
How is... what's his name? Glover. What's his name? Donald Glover.
Donald Glover. Wait,
from Community.
Danny Glover
from Community.
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover. Yeah. How Donald Glover got Childish Gambino was that's like right. He just went to like a thing that made like mafioso names or something or rap names.
Wait, is
he
that
would
true?
Do one of both. I don't think so.
So let's That'd make so let's all we're all gonna say our favorite word.
Okay.
On three, and then we're gonna combine those into. We'll just go around in the room in order. So I'll start with myself. Go to Janet. We'll go to JPC. We'll end with Aaron.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll think of it. This is my favorite word in no particular order.
Okay.
Yeah. This is my top number one favorite word in no
with
order.
With a bullet.
Yeah.
So, folks, we can't stress enough.
Favorite word.
This Kentucky Derby season, place all your money on the horse Ocelot.
Benedictine.
Pretzel.
Melancholy. Pretzel is your favorite word?
I can't emphasize enough. Benedictine is not my favorite word. I cannot emphasize it enough.
Pretzel's my number one favorite word. Okay. No order. Top 10. Definitely number
one. I would definitely bet on pretzel. Would not bet on melancholy.
I think pretzel's a good horse name, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
Melancholy, someone would definitely be like, oh, this is going to be one of those, like, reverse thinking psychology.
Melancholy has high confidence and
it's
is
also
happy
like
all the time.
What an asshole would name his dog. Like melon?
My dog's
That's
name,
my dog.
My dog's name is Spaghetti, and I've been joking with Mariah that I want to get another dog, and I'm like, if I get another dog, I want to name it Website. I don't know why, but like, I think Website is a great
That's
name
really
for a
funny.
Dog.
I don't mind it.
Yelling Website at a dog in public, like, Website! What are you... Website! And then people are like, what? Why?
I'd like to see a scene. Mm-hmm. I'd like the three of you to all be horses before the Kentucky Derby, and you're really just trying to like get into each other's heads.
Gotcha. Can I just ask a favor before? I know this is we're all trying to win. We all want those wreath of roses.
Need, if you need a favor, listen.
Yeah, we're here for you as much as we can be.
When I die, will you mourn me?
Okay. Boo.
Tall
boo,
order.
That's a,
oh,
ooh, that's just, a venti. That's
I
a venti.
Just don't
that
want to be forgotten because, ooh. As we all know, many of us will die today.
Yes.
Specifically, and I just don't want to be forgotten.
Yes.
Well, I can't guarantee that we also won't die today, so I guess for me it's tough to make a promise I don't know if I can keep because I could be one of the fallen.
Yeah, I think we all have that stomach knot before every race.
Okay,
might be...
please. Stomach knot is my name, Rubik's Cube. Okay. I don't use my name in a derogatory way.
Okay.
I didn't get to pick it. I'm a horse.
If you could pick your name, what would it be?
My birth name is... You know that, but they call me Stomach Knot.
In fairness, you do have great abs.
Yeah, I've never seen a horse with a six-pack.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I lack in dick, I make up for in abs.
It's unnerving, frankly.
And you've actually started the new cultural phenomenon of calling a six-pack horse abs.
Yes, horse abs.
Yeah.
Or in our native tongue, buddy,
buddy.
Into,
yeah.
You're real traditionalist, buddy. Real traditionalist.
Y'all are just traitors, and you use your people names, but I use the horse names that we were born with.
Well, listen, it's fine for you, because your mother was a horse, therefore you're a horse. Now, my father was a horse, so I don't really speak the language or celebrate.
Yeah, it's completely different. The rules are...
Yeah, okay, we get
totally
it. You're a
different.
Centaur, Rubik's Cube. We all know you're a people on the top, horse on the bottom.
The fact that they're letting you compete at all is...
Well, he doesn't have, he does
I
have
my
to have
own
a jockey.
Jockey,
so.
Yes,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, on the farm, the horses, that's what they said. The horse's name is
Excuse me, ma'am. The speaker's on this end of the room.
Oh, no one can
just come over
no
here.
One
oh, okay, hold on.
Oh, you're getting further away from it. You're getting further.
We are approaching Peanuts Teacher. We are approaching Peanuts Teacher.
Scene.
Peanuts Teacher's a good horse name. Here we go. Okay, Mr. Black.
You said that like you thought someone else was about to say.
Here we go.
You stop short like
Janet,
someone else.
Whenever you're ready, your riddle.
Oh shit!
You didn't have one prepped.
Alex. Adel's catchphrase is "Here we go," and then 6 seconds of silence.
That's like my fun routine.
Classic Alex.
Classic Alex. Fucking Alex.
Did I ever tell you my parents almost named me Nick?
Really?
But then So my mom was pushing for a more American name. So she was pushing for Nick, and then my dad is Palestinian, so he was pushing for something more Arab. But they thought the name Nick Rafai sounded too close to necrophilia.
Mm-hmm.
They were not wrong.
They were thinking. They were really thinking it through.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So it would have been fun to bully you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But I don't think kids would even get there. Like in grade school, nobody knows that term.
Yeah, but in high school.
What grade school did you go to?
I forgot you're from Indiana.
I'm from Indiana. Everybody fucking corpses in Indiana. We grow soybeans and we fuck the dead.
In what order?
That's on every license plate, right?
What order?
That's the Indiana slogan that's on every license plate.
Mr. Black asks for tea and gets $5,000. Then he asks for eyes, but Mrs. White can't give it to him.
Oh, my God. This is Jeopardy.
Oh, say it again. Say it again.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but it sounds like there's too much information in this one.
Yeah.
And I never thought I would say that about these stinkers.
I feel like
Janet is crying blood.
Oh, I'm calling Riddle stinkers from now on. You stinkers.
What a bunch of duds.
Oh, God. Yeah, this
one's
a real dud stinker.
Mr. Black asks for tea and gets
$5,000.
And
then he asks for eyes, but Mrs. White can't give him any.
And he asks for eyes, but Mrs. White can't give him any. Yeah, so for sure Mrs. White. Well, I don't know if Anna White's married.
This is English Parliament.
I don't know if that's her maiden name.
This is English Parliament. Everyone knows that in England, you drink tea. They come for a vote. He asks for some eyes. The eyes don't win. We have Brexit. There's no deal. And
save it for the blog.
You really have an agenda this episode.
Is eyes like the letter I, or eyes like on your face?
I think JPC and Janet said that.
Freaking forget it.
No offense, but do we want to go ahead and say it out loud?
Yeah, on the count of three.
Instead of just mouthing it to each other quietly, we've not been doing that.
Should we speak onto the podcast? Okay, I do want to officially submit this into the record. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
1, 2, 3. The price is right.
Wait, the price is right. I was so ready to say yes and.
Janet, are you not familiar with Vanna Wright?
Vanna Wright.
Jim Price, Vanna Wright, together there. I guess one is the other. That's weird. Oh, it's a body switching thing. I got it. Price thing. Is right, and right price is right. Price.
And I'm sorry.
Got it.
The general motif on the show is that I'm supposed to be the stupid one, and so I contractually cannot get an answer to a riddle correct.
Got it.
Otherwise, it just breaks the whole illusion.
I thought I was the stupid one.
Well, okay, Aaron, it takes two to make a village. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's nice.
I'd like to see a scene. This will be. Are we all familiar with Clue, the movie? I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah!
Great. So we're all
actually like the TV show better.
The board game.
We're all we're all people with colorful last names, but we're all famous people with colorful last names.
I'm sorry.
And there's been a murder. I'm sorry?
When you say famous people...
So like Mr. Black might be Lewis Black.
Got it.
Like Mrs. White. Mrs. White here was Vanna White.
Mr. Purple might be Deep Purple, band.
Janet, I have to say, that is laminated now. Okay. You are contractually obligated to play Deep Purple.
All right, will do. We are all in.
And what if you can't think of one? Will someone give one to you?
Aaron, you can be Black Sabbath, the band.
Aaron, you can be the famous Colonel Mustard from the game.
Yeah, technically he is a celebrity. Everyone knows
well
who he is.
I'm Colonel Mustard. Well,
but is Mustard... Yeah,
you could be a female Colonel.
You could be,
heck yeah.
You could be Steve Yellow.
Steve Yellow.
Or Yellow Card.
You could be the Coldplay song Yellow.
Yes.
I'm going to be
one
Colonel
name
Mustard.
Makes it very okay.
Mr. Blue Sky.
I'm going to be Colonel Mustard.
Thank you all for coming to my mansion. I have to apologize.
Thunder Lightning.
Thank you. I have to apologize for the Thunder and Lightning. I do want to let you know that there has been a murder.
A Mazda murder?
There is a Mazda murder blocking the entrance, so if whoever... Here's what we'll do. We're going to play a game.
Is it cherry red? Is it a 91? That's mine.
It is not.
Ooh.
So what we have to do is play a game to suss out who here owns the Mazda Miata.
So no one has died?
No, no one has died.
Oh,
but...
well, then I'm a... Not I mean...
What was that?
Oh, I was going to say, not like any of your wars. Yeah. Also, I hope no one expects me to remember any of our songs.
Yes, Colonel Mustard, you famously fought in many wars.
Yes, all the ones with...
The Condiment War.
The Great War.
You took the Battle of Chicago pretty well, though.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was fought 9-5, correct?
Yes.
1999 to 2005.
Yes.
Oh, 25 or 6-4.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. You're thinking of Dolly Parton, bitch.
Beg my pardon. Sorry, sir. You with the 91 cherry red.
Sir.
Mierda.
Sir.
I'm
it's
so
King.
Sorry.
King Crimson. Oh. And please don't expect me to remember any of our songs.
Scene.
That went very well.
Honestly, that perfect scene.
One of our best.
Let's do one more and then we're going to take a break. So this is the last one we'll do for this half. This is a young woman is whisked away to a far off land where she kills the first person she meets.
It sounded like you said wished away, but I'm guessing it was whisked.
Whisked away.
Oh, she's whisked
away. Yeah, Adol only knows it as wishing eggs because he can't make the eggs himself, so he just asks other people for scrambled eggs.
I call bowls whisking wells.
I'll have a whisky.
Yeah.
Rocks.
Whisked away. Whisked away. Where?
Jeannie, can I have three whiskers? whatever you want, buddy. Whatever floats your boat. A young woman is whisked away to a far-off land where she kills the first person she meets. Then she teams up with three others to kill again.
Oh, my God. Is this Casey Anthony?
I know this.
That sounds like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
The answer, the young woman is Dorothy, and the story is the Wizard of Oz.
But that also is Casey Anthony's thing, right?
Oh, my God. Blog. JPC, blog.
I'd like to see a scene.
Blog.
Aaron, you're going to play Dorothy.
Absolutely.
JPC, you're going to be the Cowardly Lion.
Gotcha.
Janet, you're going to be the Tin Man. And I am the Scarecrow. And we're going to be plotting murder.
Oh, boy.
What if we get caught?
Don't be a little idiot.
That's not my thing.
Yes, it is.
Okay, sorry.
So how are we going to do it, Dorothy?
Is that what your voice is?
Yeah. You brought me to life.
I guess I did. Oh, boy. Well, I think it's your responsibility to actually do the killing. I'm sort of like the one who organizes the killing.
Tin Man, you don't have any fingerprints. Perhaps you could hold the weapon.
If someone would have brought it to me in my mouth, I could be contributing.
Somebody pee on the Tin Man so he can speak.
Oh, certainly it can't be me.
Did a Tin Man get stung by a jellyfish?
No, but that's how you oil up the Tin Man so he can speak.
I don't have any pee.
Oh, boy.
I've used it all in my past.
Well, here I go. I'll be the one to pee.
Oh, pray.
Is this scene? Is this the porn version?
Are you turned on?
I gotta go.
Then yes.
Let's take a quick break.
Jan, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy you do this episode?
100% happy. On a scale of 1 to 10.
And
100% happy.
And listeners, whatever number you're hearing has been edited in post production. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna take a quick little break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
It makes you pretty funny on a podcast.
That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin Clear.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh,
Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back with more Hey Riddle Riddle, Hollywood Nights.
Hollywood Nights.
Hollywood Nights.
It's the daytime.
Damn it, Jim.
What?
Illusion ruined.
No, that was unrelated. Ooh. I was singing to myself.
I almost launched into Rocky Horror Picture Show by yelling, damn it, Janet. Isn't that a line?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Janet, are you named after anyone?
I think it's one of those, like, it's a family name, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my parents wanted to do something that connected to something, but they didn't want it to be particularly direct or exact. So it was like, like thumbing through some old ancestral. Yeah. Yeah. It's a family name.
What is Varney? What's the.
I think that is French. And somewhere along the line, when it was anglicized, the E and the A switched.
Ah.
So it was Vernet.
Okay.
Turned into Varney.
Which is a delicious sauce.
Vernet?
Well,
it is?
I'm so
it
sorry.
Probably is. I'm so very sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm just so deeply sorry. Adel,
how many?
Adel backed off of that immediately.
It
was a
classic Alex.
Like, that's the most offensive. Oh, classic Alex.
This is meant to be a serious question, not a joke. How many people in your life assumed that you were Jim Varney's, like, daughter?
Countless.
Really?
No. Everyone just asks, are you related to? No one wants to.
And
no
you're not,
no
right?
One's bold enough to think I could be his daughter.
Is that, there's no connection?
Okay. Mm-hmm. In the comedy family.
How would you rank his movies?
On a scale from one to
no
what?
Particular order.
Number one with a bullet, no particular order.
And the Olympic medals in no particular order are bronze to Aaron.
Damn it!
I would love that.
We might be headed that way.
Yeah.
To your point, everyone gets a trophy. So.
Sometimes I just think about how, remember when Michelle Kwan went back to the Olympics and we're all like, she's going to get a gold, she's going to get a gold. And then she got bronze. Do you remember that in the Winter Olympics like 15 years ago?
It you really think about that me. Frequently?
Yeah, because the whole country was like, you're going to get a gold. And she had like gotten that silver before and been like cheated. And then she went back and she got a bronze. Am I remembering this wrong?
Well, how was she cheated?
She just was like, I don't know. I just feel bad for her.
We
just put too much pressure on her as a nation.
I can't believe I get to experience a situation where I am younger than Aaron because I was born 8 years ago and I don't fucking know who that is.
You don't know who Michelle Kwan is? Mm-mm. And you were born in 2011? Okay, cool.
I'm 8 years old.
I want to see the briefest scene. Uh-huh. Janet and Aaron, you are casting directors for HBO. Mm-hmm. JPC, you are in to read, to audition for the documentary, or the, not,
documentary.
The biopic, the biopic documentary, Quan in a Million.
Yeah. Auditioning for a documentary.
Quantum Loop.
Quantum
Leap.
Wow.
Quantum Loop, but a loop in them.
Quantum Leap.
Leap. That's great.
The story of Michelle Kwan, and you are auditioning.
Okay.
So we know that we're indoors and that it's the summer, but if you could do your best to just
Hollywood
pretend
Nights.
To...
I'm sorry?
What?
I'm sorry.
If you could just pretend to, like, ice skate best you can.
Okay.
And try not to break your ankle. And try not to break, like, don't laugh.
No laughing, and I won't break character.
Please. Yeah. Just people have been coming in here giggling.
Well, because when you ask someone to pretend like they're ice skating and you're just in a small room, people think that's funny for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah. But and it's not funny.
It's absolutely unequivocally not funny.
And do you need me to slate as well?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Papa.
How tall are you?
I'm sorry? Gotcha.
In no particular order.
For sure.
How tall are you?
For sure. I am 11'5". In no particular order. My name is Papa Nichols.
How many years ago were you born?
Technically 7.
Your name is Papa Nichols.
It's my dad was a horse. I'm a born again Christian, so technically 7, and then the other answer to that would be 31. And I'm not willing to shave my beard. Okay. I am willing to shave my eyebrows.
All right, good to know. And now I skate around the room, and I really want you to make the noises that it would make.
Gotcha. Okay. And we can put those in post?
Nope.
Great.
I gotta stop you for a second. And I love what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I would lose the snake sound.
Okay.
To me, that does not sound like
not even a little.
You're not on ice.
For sure, I shouldn't have brought the snake.
Yeah. I would absolutely lose that.
Big
snake.
Jake snake fan. I'm just gonna put it here on the floor, and
ice
that will be loose.
Sounds.
Ice skating sounds.
And 3, 2 on your count, and 1, and go.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, folks, I just want to apologize. I was doing my hi-hats over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, please don't do
I'll
that.
I'll move my drum set. I apologize.
Ernest, thank you so much. I'd appreciate it. This is not one of your movies.
Uh-huh. Ernest is so sarcastic.
As you know, sometimes he likes to sit in for casting. He's like Tom Cruise. He likes to participate
for sure,
in every moment of casting.
Ernest goes to Whiplash. Not my tempo, Vern.
Scene.
Not my tempo, Vern.
Oh.
Ernest goes to Whiplash. That sucks.
The first time he's heard
it's
no.
It's just him going to a movie, the movie Whiplash, and you just watch him. Hey, people love reaction videos. You're just
Big
watching
Ken.
Him react to and watching the movie Whiplash.
And the whole time everyone's like, shut up, like, shut up.
And I think you've been dead for a long time.
Well,
yeah, okay. No,
relative.
Just stop anybody.
So
a dead guy is sitting in Whiplash.
Ernest.
He's not related to me, but people
Jim
think
Varney.
He is.
Beautiful
Go.
Mind, beautiful mind. So we're going to switch gears a little bit. So what we're going to do now
is a fun podcast.
Is a fun podcast. We're going to have fun. We're going to try.
Great.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to try. So what we have here is these are puzzles where we've omitted. It's a famous maybe phrase or saying or fact, and we've omitted basically the words, but we've left in either the numbers or the first letters of the words. So for example, if I were to say to you 52CNAD. That would stand for what? 52C in a D.
Cops in a donut shop. Fuck.
Who's, I think.
No, you fulfilled your contractual
yeah, okay,
obligation.
Great, great.
I said cards in a
Somebody
deck.
Said, yes.
You said
cards
too.
In a deck.
I said
yeah,
Aaron
tops
and I are
in a donut
very much
shop.
Like, yes, yeah.
It is car 52, where are you, in a donut shop. It is 52 cards in a deck. So that's how it's going to go.
Gotcha.
We all kind
are
of.
Are you impressed that I know what cards are?
What do you think cards are?
Little boats. I don't know.
Here we go.
Okay.
So 13 in a BD. 13 in a BD.
Okay.
13 parking tickets in a bad day. That's a
yes,
saying?
Yes.
13.
Bagels in a deli. It's a baker's dozen.
Yeah. You pretty much got it.
I know.
Doesn't have to be bagels. Is that what you're going to say?
The B is for baker's dozen, not bagel's dozen. 13 in a baker's dozen.
What the fuck's a baker's dozen? I know it as a bagel's dozen. I'll have a bagel's dozen of muffins.
You get a bagel, and then you get like 12 donuts.
A bagel's
it's
dozen.
It's a bagel's dozen.
It's 12
it's
of anything
dozen.
Plus a bagel.
These bagels gave
and that's
birth
a,
to these
that's
donuts.
That's the premise of the movie Cheaper by the Dozen, right?
Is two bagels trying to raise 12 donuts.
I go to the
That's
grocery
adorable.
Store, I get 12 eggs and a bagel. A bagel does it.
My head hurts.
I feel like if people ever meet me in real life, they're like, you can put a sentence together. You're not a total fucking moron. How do you do it on the podcast?
7W of the AW.
Whoa.
Seven weeks
wives.
Of y'all week.
What was it?
Seven wives.
Is seven wives for seven brothers.
For seven brothers. What is that about? Don't tell me.
Don't tell me. Let me see it.
I actually, as a kid, as I was growing up, so my parents watched all the, my parents divorced, but my mom watched Sound of Music all the time, and also like all these old timey, like Anne of Avonlea or Green Gables and Oklahoma and all these movies. And I always conflated she used to watch Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, and I would watch that and think it was Oklahoma, and I was way off. So
How
I think,
dare you?
I think it's literally seven brothers get married and
what
they all share like
story.
A house. They all share, yeah. Just another great factoid. Growing up,
no one cheats. Everyone stays with their brother.
Yeah, it was made in like 52 or something. Like,
okay.
They're not going to make it salacious. It's like real wholesome. It's a very wholesome.
Seven wives for seven brothers. That's the name of it?
Brides.
Seven brides for seven brothers.
Okay. But they're not. It's not seven sister wives.
No, that's big
no.
love.
It's one per.
One per. It's
one
just
P.
Basically, it just means all your brothers got married.
No, there's one perv.
We got to back this up. First of all, take a bagel's dozen, lose like, say, five of them.
Okay, I'm there. I'm there.
7W of the AW. And I will, if you want to give me yes or no questions, I will answer those. If not, I can pepper in some hints.
Mm-hmm. What's the AW?
A&W Root Beer. 7 wows for the A&W Root Beer commercial brought to you by A&W Root Beer.
I don't want to get too political here, but I believe it's the Attorney Winterall.
Blog.
The Attorney Winterall? That's the Attorney General in winter?
Yes. Okay, 7W.
W of the AW.
Of the AW.
Of the AW.
Of the AW.
Seven?
AW could be animal wildlife.
Here's a little hint I'll give you, and this is...
Wonders
this,
of the all natural
ancient
world.
World.
Of the all... Oh.
7 wonders of the alt-white. I
love... What would those be?
Oh, please.
Jim, Jeff, David, Mark.
Does anyone know what the 7 wonders of the ancient world are?
I don't know what most of this... First of all, there's too many wonders.
Pyramid.
There's too many categories.
First of all, Janet Garden. Got it right, but made it way harder on herself than she did to. It is 7 wonders of the ancient world.
I said the all-natural world, so I definitely did not get it right.
You make
mountain,
me feel...
sea, ocean.
Let's try and piece it together. So I know Colossus at Rhodes.
In no particular order, these are my favorite.
No,
Colossus at Rhodes, which is a giant statue that stood on two platforms.
Hanging Gardens.
Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Pyramids.
Please,
pyramids.
There's got to be some.
Atlantis, I think, is one.
You think Atlantis is one?
Sorry, Hotlantis.
Hotlantis.
Heaven and hell. The moon.
Locusts. The cruise control on a Honda Accord.
Does 4 horsemen count as 4 of the wonders, or is that...
You're thinking of the 4 Norsemen.
Got it.
And only one of them was a wonder.
Got it.
7 wonders of the ancient world. Okay, Taco Bell Cantina. we got most of them, right?
Yeah.
Is Stonehenge one?
No.
Ooh,
I bet it is.
But isn't that just one of the 7 wonders, like the new ones?
Yeah,
what are the new ones? Let's do the new ones. 7 wonders of the current world. Grand Canyon.
The
Grand
McDonald's in Times Square.
The bridges.
Janet's making two arches,
the
two yellow arches.
Arches.
St. Louis.
Yeah, I said the McDonald's in Times Square.
Arches Monument.
Mm-hmm. Archie's Comet. Yeah. Riverdale. Riverdale's a wonder.
7 wonders. It's Arches State Park. Mm-hmm. It's Zion Valley. Mm-hmm. It's just everything in Utah.
My vagina.
I'm prepared to accept that as true.
Aaron's vagina. Well, I said Grand Canyon.
Great Wall of China.
Great Wall of China.
That's got to be one of them.
So they stopped distinguishing between what's built and what's not built for the modern wonders?
I think there's ancient wonders of the world. There's current, like,
natural wonders.
Natural wonders of the world. And then there's, like, man-made.
Natural.
Yeah.
And then there's semi-natural, in which man and woman use materials
that,
to make.
Did you know that the Sphinx?
Kim Kardashian.
Did you know the Sphinx dyes its hair? It's not natural. Its natural color is brown. Oh.
She's a natural brown.
Here we go. Next one.
Yes.
1,000. This is going to be an easy one. 1001 AN. I think it's going to be an easy one.
1001 AN. AN is after ninth. God damn it.
1001 additional Nalmatians.
Nailed it. Got it. Move on. Next one.
That's like 900 Nalmatians too many.
So much stuff floating.
And Janet, in your head, what's a Nalmation?
Cute dog. A black and white spotted dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
1001 AN.
I don't know.
Is this a radio
station?
And he
thought it was going to be easy. Let's do some meta detectiving.
Welcome back to 1001 AN.
What do we know about Adel?
Adel thought it was what?
Oh, that you thought it was too easy. So I'm trying to deconstruct based on your psychology.
But also, I was Trebekking it where it's like, clearly the answer because I'm holding the card.
Right.
So in my head, I'm like, this is going to be an easy one. But
is it Alec?
I don't know.
The thing is, we can't know.
Is it out?
And we'll never know. He changes it like every
X-Men
episode.
X-Men.
Do you think people call him Smart Alec?
They did up until
recently. Is that a new show based on his childhood?
That's good.
Gonna be on
Fox? And that's good.
If there was like a reverse, like now you answer all the questions, Smart Alec.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
It's the young Sheldon version of.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Because he always like, somebody will answer like blank and he'll be like, oh no, I'm sorry. It's this. And it's like, you didn't know that.
You think
that.
He implied
yes.
that he's implied. Mm-hmm.
1001
AN.
Here's what I'll say.
Adel's noggin.
Earlier I made a joke about asking for 3 whiskers.
Uh-huh.
That
tethers, Arabian Nights.
There you go. 1001
additional niches. There's no rule against asking for additional niches.
That is the kind of thing.
I'm so sorry. We have to go back. I do want to see a scene with Janet playing, Cruella de Vil.
Were you about to say, I don't know her name, and then you said it?
I was
going to
call her Glenn Close,
yeah, knows.
But then I'm like, oh, yes, it's Cruella. It's in there somewhere.
This is season two of Damages. Yeah. You'll be Glenn Close.
I'm going to sue those Dalmatians for every
penny. I would love to see this scene.
So we're going to have you be Cruella de Vil. Uh-huh. You got your 101 Dalmatians. 101 Nalmatians.
Uh-huh.
So it was easier than you expected. So you're getting a little greedier. Mm-hmm. You want to set the bar a little higher. And the three of us are your henchmen. To help do your bidding.
Mm-hmm. All right, you maggots.
That's an improvement. Usually she calls us derps.
You think derps and maggots are there's like a hierarchy between?
She calls me unlovable.
You will die alone.
Okay.
Sorry, boss.
Shut up.
Okay.
I've got the coat. I've got the bedspread. I've got the shower curtain. Mm-hmm. Now I want the whole house, the whole outside of the house to be covered in Dalmatians.
But miss, what if it rains?
Shut up, unlovable. You, derp. Got any smart ideas about how you're going to prevent it from getting waterlogged?
Yes, boss. So maybe like we flip it to where the fur is facing?
I don't want to flip the house. I plan to live here the rest of my life.
Then why'd you hire the derp brothers?
Oh, that's a good question. Listen, I'm becoming more and more Gilbert Godfrey by the second.
you hired the Derp Brothers.
Everyone knows there's a spell on me, and I become Gilbert Godfrey if you don't get me 1,001 Nalnations. Help me, help me.
Boss, now Nalnations are hard to come by, but what we do have is I could make you a real nice set of possum pants. Now, these are live possums because I cannot figure out how to kill one of these things. Every time I think it's dead, I walk away, comes right back to life.
You piqued my interest, go on.
So I can get you live possum pants. They're not the most comfortable things in the world, but they're durable.
How will I know if they're sleeping or they're dead?
I think you'll know.
Same. Here we go. 12S of the Z. 12S of
12
the Z.
12.
You got it.
Secrets of Zelda.
Nope. 12 signs of the...
Mars gave me a knowing head nod when I said 12 secrets of Zelda.
What was it? I blacked out.
You know it. Aaron, you got it.
Was it 12
signs of the Zodiac?
I'm not going to give you the answer.
12
Sangri Zen.
you're a Gemini. You're a Sagittarius.
Uh-huh.
Did I guess that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you're a Secretariat?
Wait, were those guesses?
Well, I think they were like... I knew at some
loose
point.
Knowledge.
Loose
somewhere
knowledge.
Clunking
I'm a
around
Scorpio.
In there.
Janet, do you mind sharing your birthday?
I don't. I'm an Aquarius.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Is that why you're painting in the corner?
Oh, I'm so original. Why are you standing out of your head for the podcast? Yeah.
And Janet's head has been in a fish tank this whole time.
Yeah, well, listen, that's how I think.
9P in the SS. JPC, you can't answer this.
Great.
9P in the SS.
We have 9 perverts in the SS. Now, I know.
They're okay,
going to find.
Now, okay.
First of all, there's got to be more than 9.
Yeah, for sure. Adel, you were about to call for a scene, and nobody wanted that.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
no perverts allowed. 9 yes. as in.
Yeah,
no.
9 perverts.
No
we
perverts
have a rule.
Allowed.
9 perverts. We're trying to do war crimes. Not to jerk off into penises on.
Blog, JPC, blog.
What would my blog be at this point?
You tell me, bud.
Yeah. Okay, there are 9 P
in the
SS.
9 pockets in the strench coat.
She got it.
Joseph's
got
amazing,
it.
Amazing Technicolor strench coat.
9 products in the Squarespace product.
Woof.
What an easy way to build a website. Thanks.
Swing and a Swiss.
Sponsor.
9 numbers.
9 pockets in the table. Table that marks the gentleman.
8.
That's part of a song.
That's
from
part
the music
of Music Man. And I think you should keep going.
9 poles in the Swiss.
Yeah, pockets in the table. Pockets in the Swiss. And a pot with a capital P that
gentleman.
Rhymes with P that stands for P. Now I know all these rhymes are the right kind of parents.
Now we're getting back into the racing announcement person, which I really like.
9 Peter Parkers in the Spider-Verse.
Ooh, the Spider-Spurs.
We got to sparse it out.
Into the Spider-Verse.
They're too close.
9 Wait, now I've forgotten. Nine P's.
Here's what I'll say.
Social Security.
There's nine
Pirates of the Seven Seas.
Ooh.
That works.
Honestly, that's better.
It's better?
Are you being honest?
I am.
Oh.
Sneeze.
Classic
sneeze.
Alex.
If you gave us the P, would it give it away?
Yes. So 9P in the SS, the hint I'll give is, Aaron, you should 100% get this based on one of your famous catchphrases.
Planets in the solar system.
There are nine planets in the solar system.
Wow.
For now.
Yeah.
But if all goes as planned.
Wait, I thought
what are we planning again? Are we building a planet? Are you talking about the Death Star?
Yeah.
This is uncomfortable.
I thought Jupiter got relegated back to a moon, my dude. Is it back to being
Jupiter?
A planet?
Jupiter's massive,
shit.
You guys.
Shit.
Jupiter is so big right now.
Mars is just going to be like another moon.
But yeah, Pluto.
Pluto,
it's eight now,
yeah, right?
It's Pluto's like a chunk of ice or something. Yeah.
Pluto just straight up melted, and we were like, we were fucking wrong.
Our bad. 88 PK.
88 PK.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Flux capacitors.
You have to go
88
miles per hour.
This is my new favorite game, is like Spoonerisms with Janet Varney, where it's just like, I guess that's not even a Spoonerism, but.
88 PK.
88 PK.
Boy, oh boy, pizza knives.
Marty, we got to go back to the Plux Capamimer.
Exactly. So you get it.
There's no, 88 is 88 not a number of
precious
anything.
Precious kittens now.
Aww.
That is the sequel to 1001 Dalmatians.
Yeah, they're like, that was a hard box office bomb. Yeah.
We got to take it back.
We got
to
write
basics.
This ship, yeah.
We got to.
88 presidents, sort of.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Aaron, great point.
Yeah, and it's like if you double the amount of presidents.
A lot of those guys were double.
Yeah, and you
like vice presidents, too?
And Aaron, you think sort of spelled.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was S. It's K.
PK.
88 PK.
88 per?
Poop clouds.
K.
German. Your cloud. It's got to be sold.
Let's say the hint is that every time you involve yourself.
Angel gets its wings.
Every time an angel involves itself, it gets its wings. That is the best. That is the best. Excuse me? You're a medium, not a large. Just wanted to let you know, and now I get to go to heaven with my wings.
I want to see a scene. Uh-huh. This is, it's a blunderful life.
It's a blunderful life.
JPC, you are playing a guardian angel who is like, should not, there's been an oversight, and you should have been fired a long time ago, sent to hell.
Sit to hell. Wow, yeah,
when
you're
angels
right.
Angels get fired.
That is how an angel would get fired.
One of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
That's right.
Janet, you're playing, I don't know, Kimmy Stewart? What's his character's name?
I mean, sure.
You're playing Kimmy Stewart.
I'll give you the moon, Scary.
Yeah, no, Aaron's playing Kimmy Stewart.
Okay.
For sure. Based on Aaron's Dorothy,
Aaron's playing Kimmy Stewart.
And
you're giving some bad advice to Kimmy as she's standing on top of a bridge.
Oh, boy. What do I do?
No. I know this is shocking to you. I am your guardian angel. I can see that you're in distress and you're about to do something drastic. Let me just say, I think you would look great with bangs. And I think you could do it yourself.
Oh, boy. You think so?
I know you could do it yourself.
Should I do it sober or drunk?
Well, if you want to do it drunk, you'll be more creative.
All right, what about before or after or during a breakup? Definitely cut my bangs?
Yes. Yeah, I think you should. Not only should you cut your bangs, I think you should do it during a breakup.
I gotta stop this. I need to see a scene within a scene.
Yes.
I need to see that they're breaking up and she has to cut her bangs in the middle of it for emotional reasons.
Okay, Adel, you're playing the boyfriend that she's breaking up with.
Oh, boy.
What are you trying to say, Kimmy?
I'm saying that I don't think we should be together anymore. Shing.
What is that?
I'm cutting my bangs.
Now, Jeff.
I'm a new woman.
Jeff, I know only you can see me. What you want to do here is you want to propose marriage or try to have a baby. That's going to save this.
I want
to
see how this plays out.
Oh, boy. I'm going to look beautiful.
It's not really,
I'm
going to
look like
framing Zoe your face.
Get down on one knee. Get down on one knee. You can do this, man.
Everything's going to change now that I have bangs. Things will really turn around.
I'm going to get down on both knees, and then if it looks good, then I'm going to adjust.
I'm going to get bangs in one facial, and my whole life will be different.
You
I won't be depressed anymore.
I'm good.
Anymore.
I want out, Jeff.
To sleep with her sister.
I didn't realize that the bangs were going to turn the relationship around. That's a twist.
Yeah.
That's a twist. You could save it during.
I'll give a hint. For 88 PK, every time you interact with these PKs, it's like you're petting an elephant.
Particles of kerosene.
You were very sure of foot.
Is there an
on that
a,
one,
is there an element?
It.
What's,
oh,
what element?
Shit.
Every time you elephants.
I'm so sorry.
Oh wait,
piano.
Don't
it
even.
Is 88 P.F. Chang. Aaron, you just nailed it.
88 pecan. Pecan.
But there's aren't there more?
88 pecan.
Pecan
piano?
Candies.
Piano.
Keys. You said elephants like ivory.
Yes.
Oh, tickling the ivory.
Tinkling
that
the ivories.
Feels like you're like it's not right to say anymore somehow. Are you supposed to use ivory to make?
I'm pro killing elephants. So,
well,
I'm the wrong gal to ask.
Yeah. I wasn't looking at you.
Famously, Erin's very staunch on this because elephants take so long to give birth. She's
so rainforest. Over it.
Get me out of here.
I think elephants are the only animal it's still okay to poach because they feel grief. And so
you poach elephants, I sous vide them.
And they think we're cute. Isn't that the saddest thing
ever? Wait, Adel, why did you make me wish you an elephant?
I said whisk me an elephant.
You know how
I said whisk me up an elephant in a bowl.
You know how elephants think we're cute? Like they think puppies are cute?
Yes.
Or like how, like we think puppies are cute?
Wait. Are you thinking of gorillas and kittens?
Maybe. Never mind. I don't know.
Remember Jane Goodall and all those kittens?
I did watch a video of an orca whale giving someone, Brag. Or a beluga whale giving someone their cell phone back after they dropped it in the ocean.
Is that true?
Yes, 100%. I'll send you the video, Aaron.
Please.
Mm-hmm. I saw a video of a beluga whale dragging someone to the bottom of the ocean.
Hi, beluga whale fucker. Can you whale me?
Nope.
They're playful. They're playful.
They are playful.
13S on the AF.
That's the second 13. This can't be good luck.
Yeah.
13 sarking tickets.
13.
Man, one of these days I'm going to be right.
I'm giving you a talking ticket. Please do not make fun of my lisp.
13 sick on the ass fuck.
What were the letters?
13S on the AF.
13 stripes on the American flag.
I nailed it, Janet.
If nothing else, I'm a patriot. If nothing else.
Who sewed the flag?
You would love my blog.
Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross. Okay. I'd like to see a scene. Janet, you're Betsy Ross, and you're trying to finish this flag in a pinch, and then you two are coming in. You can be whoever, but you're really distracting her.
Hey, Betsy.
Betsy.
Hey.
Hello.
Sounds like somebody came in with a gossip voice.
Yes, we heard a rumor that you're sewing a new flag for our nation.
I happen to be sewing it right now. I don't really have time to chat because I'm on a deadline.
Sure.
Well, we've heard about it. We've seen some mock-ups, I guess. They
got
out.
Oh, on Pinterest?
We've
seen them on spec.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know how people pin stuff to Strist, that little errand boy? Mm-hmm. We saw it on Strist.
Nice save.
And...
That's the most.
Thank you. I almost dropped my glasses, but I caught them.
Yes.
I do want to let you know.
Nice recovery.
We saw. Yes, I did get out of that coma. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And I'm no longer an alcoholic. So I did want to let you know that we saw the design, and we think that stripes make the country look fat.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
And as Ben Franklin, I have a vested interest in not making the country look fat.
Vested interest in gonorrhea. Am I right, Betsy?
It's syphilis.
I heard it too. Syphilis.
We heard gonorrhea.
This sing-song voice means I heard it too.
a little con A, a little con B.
Well, what should I do?
When you got
what
a little...
I do a vertical stripe? I've already sewn half the flag. That's like 7.5 stripes. Nope.
What about a kite and a key?
Okay, Ben, calm down.
Okay.
When you got a little wart on your little dick, gonorrhea. What about like chevrons? Do you like chevrons?
What is that? Like a diamond?
Yeah, it's like a diamond.
Can someone please help me?
Blood.
People have been pinning things to me all over town,
Strist.
And I'm bleeding out.
Oh, Strist.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my message board.
Oh,
you've been pinning.
I don't
images
feel so well. I do not feel well at all.
Seed.
Let's do two more.
Why?
Let's all take a moment. No, that deserves a real moment. My message.
This show is bad.
Here we go. 5D in a ZC.
ZC.
Five diamonds in a Zubik Zirconium.
In a Zubik Zirconium.
That's correct.
5D in a ZC.
ZC.
In a ZC. Five dimensions in a
zoo cage.
Zoo cage.
5D in a ZC.
Z in a cage zoo.
5Z. Wait, 5D.
Here we have some bars, and this is a box, and over here we have a pit.
In the old days, they used to store animals like this.
Five daemons and a wee bought a zoo.
Oh, you're onto something.
Thank
it's got to be a wine cooler thing.
Oh.
Zima. Something with Zima.
Zima cooler.
Is it 5 degrees in a Zevin Kaken?
In a 98 degrees.
I don't know.
5D in a ZC.
Hint, please.
Five dogs in a Cezanne's. I've already used the Z within the C.
Every scene begins with Z. I want to see, I want to give you a hint.
Sure.
So all of us, I think, all of us have different ones from when we were born throughout our lives to current day.
Okay.
I believe we all have different ones from when we were born up until today. And also when we were born and when we were younger, we didn't have to bother with these. Our parents took care of, our parents dealt with whatever had to do with these.
With these CZs?
Yeah.
ZC.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was CZ.
ZC.
So if we can get the Z, I think that we'll know, we'll be in better shape.
Yeah, if you can guess the answer, then you get it.
Well, just, I feel like Z is going to be the, there's less Z words.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Zenith, zoo.
Here, I'll give you another.
We didn't have to deal with it when we were kids because our parents did. They took care of our.
With whatever ZC had to do with.
When you go to the dentist and you have a zoot canal?
Zip codes. Zip codes.
Five digits in a zip code. Five digits in a zip code.
Is that the zoot? Is that Zoot Suit Riot being played in a canal?
I don't know.
Is it five digits in a zip code?
It is five digits in a zip code.
Oh, it is.
It is 5 digits in a zip code.
That's interesting because there are 9 digits in an actual postal code.
What?
Yeah, there's 4 more digits.
Oh, there's a dash. There's a dash.
Save it for your blog, JPC.
My blog would suck at this point.
Also, my parents made me manage our zip code. I don't appreciate you saying,
Janet, I'm so sorry.
I don't appreciate you saying I didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't figure it out at first.
That's why, and you're insensitive at all.
I am so sorry. Janet, where are you from?
Arizona. I said almost said Tucson, and then I felt like I need to say Tucson. I almost said Tulsa. I've always wanted to be from Tulsa.
Janet, where are you from?
I could say anywhere in the world.
I could be a whole new me.
Oh. That's the first time I've been asked.
I'm from France. Why not?
Tulsa, America's Tokyo. Here's the last one. Last one, then we're going to close it out.
Yes.
3BM, parentheses, SHTR.
Three bowel movements in a shitter. We got there immediately in the same direction.
Shameful. For those who can't see, Janet started to answer. She froze. There was 4 pictures, and she anamorphed into JPC.
We did it.
You anamorphed into a toilet.
Me. Now I'm JPC also.
You Janet morphed.
I did.
You Janet morphed. The title of this episode has to be Janet Morph.
Please.
3BM SHTR. Honestly, that is the best fucking answer
there's
possible.
There's no way it's not 3BM.
You guys won. There's no system, but you guys get gold. Aaron, you get like a bronze or something. But this is no particular.
I got bronze 3 times.
Adam, let me ask. We said 3BMs and a shitter. Yeah. Is that anywhere close to what the right answer is?
Absolutely not.
Gotcha.
What is it? I give up.
No, you can't. We've done no
Aaron,
guessing.
Aaron.
I just don't know what it is. What it read?
3BMs in a what? SHTR. 3BMs and an SHTR.
No, it's not in.
So I absolutely can't see past ours.
Yeah, me neither.
It's 3BM, and then in like parentheses, there's an additional phrase which starts with SHTR.
3 beats per minute.
3BMs.
Absolutely
3 beats a minute.
Absolutely
3 beats a minute.
Janet, you are wrong, and you will leave.
It's not bowel movement. 3BM. So
the time at the beep will be 3BM. What's your sexy...
Welcome to noon. Yeah. There you go. 3 bites. Basket.
3 bridge magnets.
3.
Listen.
Bad maples.
This is a brainstorming session,
yes,
guys.
There's no bad ideas.
There's no right answer.
3.
You got to give this troll a bridge magnet or else he won't let you pass.
What?
Bonus. What is. He is like a bridge magnet. Everybody's.
3 bonus modes. 3.
What's the hint?
Yeah, can we get a hint?
The hint is when you were young and dealing with zip codes,
you would
also probably know this, and you would probably say it in a little sing-songy voice.
SHTR, is that so hard to remember?
Nope.
Damn it. SHTR?
SHTR.
Bears.
You would know this, and you would say it in a smug, sing-song manner.
Well, no, my voice is just smug, so
right,
I can
see
how you could confuse that.
Right.
I can't believe this is like so easy, you guys. So it's 3BM SHTR. You would have known this on like the playground or maybe even earlier.
Second hand to right.
No.
Mm.
Like 3 wrongs don't make a right?
Yes.
Think about it. I guess there might be tiny BMs as per your earlier guess, right. Janet Morph.
There might be tiny BMs
around the house. Yeah. Based on these, whatever these are, there might be tiny BMs around the house.
3 bunny rabbits.
They're getting closer.
3 bunny.
No.
Three blind mice.
Yep.
Three blind mice. Oh, see how they run.
See how they run. Three blind mice.
In a see how they run?
Mm-hmm. I did not know that part. So yeah, we were pretty close with BMs with if it's see how they run.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But didn't you say in NSH?
No, we said that because we could not get past.
Yeah, and I tried to keep correcting you, but you wouldn't listen.
Doing bowel movements in a shitter.
We're going to see one final scene. This is going to take us to the close of the show. We're going to see one final scene. Janet Morph and Aaron, the mm-hmm. three of you are going to be coming up with a new nursery rhyme that's for newer kids, for 2019 kids.
Newer kids.
Because Three by Mice is a little tone deaf. So we are going to write a new nursery rhyme.
Okay, cool. What are kids into?
And you're
8, you know.
You know, yes. You get it.
Scary.
Yeah, I'm a...
Tell us.
Okay. 8-year-olds, nowadays, we really love mommy.
Three mommies.
I'm sorry? No, not three mommies. That's going to be way too confusing for kids.
Okay. What
about two mommies?
If you have lesbian parents who get divorced, one gets remarried, yeah, I think three mommies works.
Three mommies.
Three mommies.
That fits most people's worldview. Three mommies, and my mommy's always doing very nice things for me. She's teaching me lessons. She's helping.
Three mommies making salad. Three mommies making salad. What rhymes with salad?
ballad.
Ballad.
This is the ballad of three mommies making salad.
I'm sorry. I was doing metaphorical rhymes. Oh. I didn't realize we were doing literal rhymes.
I don't know what either one of those words mean.
Three mommies making salad.
I like that a lot.
This is a ballad. Mallet, shallot, ballad.
It's already sounds too upbeat. So if we qualify and say this is an upbeat ballad,
uh-huh.
Three mommies making salad. This is an upbeat ballad. What's the lesson there? Kids need lessons.
Yes.
All right, folks, we're ready to lay down the track. We do have Jim Barney's in the studio on the drums. So here we go. This is going to be the finished product. We have one take just due to your.
We're
going
to have
funds.
To make up the second verse on the spot.
All right.
Here we go. One and
three mommies making salad. This is an upbeat ballad. In this song you won't find a lesson, but the salad might have dressing.
French avocado ranch.
And now we're going to have Michelle Kwan skate through the studio.
Out of here.
Janet Morph, thank you so much for being
guys,
on the show.
Yes. Thank you. I have used up all my laughter for the day, so I will not be.
You have a set amount of laughter.
No more joy today. No more joy.
Because we didn't have any outlets in the room, so Janet couldn't recharge her laughter.
I wasn't able to.
Janet, anything you would like to, speaking of plugging in, anything you'd like to plug?
Listen, I think you plugged it at the top. You can listen to the JV Club, and I'm also on Voyage to the Stars, which is an improvised space podcast. I'm very excited for
it's wonderful.
Possibly any and all people in this room to eventually be on it as we are.
Absolutely,
more.
Yes, please.
That's it. That's all. Let's keep it simple.
Simple like salad. JP, say anything to plug?
Simple like salad. You can find my dressing on Twitter at JPSoFly. You can find my dressing on Instagram at SharkBarkman. If you like this show, you might like our Patreon. You can find our Patreon at patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. It's $5 a month, and you get a bonus episode every frickin' Friday.
And access to JPC's blog.
And you get access to my
overflow.
Blog.
Overflow.
That's what it's called. Overflow.
We might do an overflow blog where I just talk about all my Trump thoughts. But I won't. I'll never do that. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
Just follow me on Instagram, AaronKeefe10, and I'll plug all my shows there.
Adel? Awesome. I would like to thank Mars for helping us out this whole time in LA. Thank you, producer extraordinary Mars. Thank you to HeadGum for having us and hosting us. And please check out the other podcasts on the HeadGum Network. And Aaron, there's nine in the SS. Of course, the most famous one is
J. Jupiter.
Bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Refai, starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Memory Parrish is the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.